Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Now it's time to talk to Phil Mateer.
Our insider joins us on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline because San Francisco supervisors are working on a plan to provide a safe place to sleep for every homeless person in the city. It's called A Place for All, and this is really a timely topic given our latest storm. Phil, it's being described as shelter on demand. What the heck does that mean?
Well, what it means is that San Francisco and other cities are facing a legal real quagmire. And that is that judges are saying, look, you can't tell people to get off the streets unless you have some place for them to go. That's a whole new responsibility for cities. And that what they're saying is businesses and the Board of Supervisors are saying, look, we've got to get some place for these people to go. I mean, it's hurting the image of San Francisco. It's hurting businesses. You see it. The tents. The other day you were talking about a double-decker tent on the Embarcadero. Well, the idea is to get those people into at least some kind of shelter. Now, they just did this report, and they took a look at it and said, okay, what would it take to say to get people off the streets in 3 years? And the answer was, well, we can spend $1.5 billion, and maybe with luck, we could get 25% of the people off the street. That's not a great equation.
So they're just going to build more shelters?
Well, here's the tug of war that goes on. And this is something that has sort of crippled San Francisco's dealing with the homeless because nobody can make up their minds. One group says get them off the streets and get them into shelters or navigation center or tiny homes, whatever it takes just to get them off the sidewalks. The other says that doesn't work unless you have someplace for them to go after you put them in a shelter. So let's put all the money or the bulk of the money into long-term housing. Then the counter to that is, realistically, it's going to take forever to build that long-term houses, and we can't wait 5 or 6 years until it's done. This has been the ongoing tug-of-war that I've seen for the last 10 or 15 years, and the result is that despite effort after effort, we still see the tents go away for a little while and then come back again. So the board asked, like I said, for an evaluation, and they said even if you gave us the money to build the housing, we couldn't do it in 3 years. So San Francisco, and to a lesser extent Oakland and other places, are going to have to face this quagmire of if you can't build them long-term housing, you got to get them into navigation centers, and you better have navigation centers ready, or else the judges are going to say you can't get them off the streets. And if they can't get them off the streets, it's going to be hell to pay because we're already suffering from it, and more on the streets is only going to hurt.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.